The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey folks, I challenge you to think of at least one thing you no longer do that you wish you could. Do you miss like playing golf, maybe long walks with your spouse, sleeping through the night? Are you ready to start living without pain? My colleagues and friends, Hugh Hewitt, Dennis Prager, Mike Gallagher, have been talking about their own successful experience with Relief Factor, and you can add Eric Metaxas to that list. Relief Factor is changing the lives of tens of thousands of Salem radio listeners by reducing and even eliminating daily aches and pains. ReliefFactor.com is full of great success stories, and now I am on board. For just $19.95, Relief Factor is offering a three-week quick start that could help you live your life with little to no pain. Go to ReliefFactor.com to see testimonials from folks all over the country. I love reading them. Over 70% of those that try Relief Factor continue as a customer. Feel the relief and get back your independence and freedom from the aches and pains of everyday life. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Read the testimonies. I tell all my relatives to take it. ReliefFactor.com.
Taxes show.
You know, they say it's a thin line between love and hate, but we're working every day to thicken that line, or at least make it a double, even triple line.
Now here's your line-jumping host, Eric Metaxas.
Hey there, folks. This is hour two of the Eric Metaxas Show. Albin.
Yes?
It's already hour two. It's Tuesday, hour two. We promised you at the beginning of the previous hour that John Zmirak would be our guest for the whole hour. And you know what?
What?
We keep our promises. I'm already building the wall. It's beautiful.
Mm.
And John Zmirak, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Eric.
Look, John, you sent us some photos before we get into the substantive stuff, because you've got some really beautiful articles you've just written. Your beagles. You sent us pictures of the beagles on the Mike Lindell pet pillow.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody who saw those photos who didn't weep openly has a heart of stone.
The dogs tempt me to idolatry. They're a temptation against the first commandment.
They're
so gorgeous.
They are such sweet creatures.
Yeah.
But to see them on the Mike Lindell large dog pillow together, we were going to send you, you know, MyPillow.com. I should say this, right? Get in the advertisement. MyPillow.com is a sponsor of the show, and if you put in the code Eric or Metaxas, you get a huge discount, right?
Yes.
So I said to John, look, since Mike Lindell is a sponsor of the show and you're on every week, we're going to have them send you a pair of medium-sized dog pillows, pet pillows, right? And what did you say, John? Tell us what you said.
I said the dogs never want to be apart. I once put them in separate crates and they cried. They want to be together. Get one big pillow because they're inseparable. And sure enough, they curled up together, you know, like
cause they have,
magnets.
They have dog bunk beds, too, there, I think.
No, Mike Lindell has not. Mike Lindell has almost everything to do with bedding. I mean, it's getting freaky. And the only reason he can do such high quality is because he does such volume. Like, he's the only person who's cornered the market on high-quality Egyptian sheets and whatever. But anyway, folks, go to MyPillow.com. Use the code Eric
and Metaxas. It is such a comfortable dog bed. It's really firm and soft.
Don't tell us you curled up on it.
These dogs are finally sleeping through the night. It's incredible. All right, we've got to talk to you about the news. There's some really dark stuff out there. First of all, John, tell us about the whole Sri Lanka thing. Everybody has heard of this, but the news has covered it very poorly. Please, let's talk about the so-called Easter worshipers.
Yeah, there was a vicious, coordinated terror attack in the nation of Sri Lanka, which is formerly Ceylon. It's an island off India, if people can't visualize it. Christians were attacked by Muslim jihadists across the nation in a coordinated series of bombings that attacked churches on Easter and hotels where Western travelers were. And Now the death toll is up to 305.
What? That I had not heard. Oh, my Lord. Oh, my Lord.
I heard 200. A lot of them were children who had just received their first Holy Communion. And there are pictures of these beautiful little brown kids in their communion dresses, now covered with funeral shrouds.
All right. The reason we're talking about this, there's several reasons.
Well, yeah. First of all, Obama and Hillary issued almost identical tweets talking about basically hopes and prayers for those related to the Easter worshipers massacred by activists or terrorists or something. They managed to mention neither Christianity nor Islam. And the thing sounded like it was generated by a computer or issued by the Ministry of Truth in Orwell's 1984.
The creepy
similarity of the language.
By the way, I saw...
You could tell was carefully chosen by a PR professional.
I saw more than two tweets.
It was so bloodless and it was so generic.
But I want to say, John...
The way the media cover it is bloodless and generic.
I said in my article,
extreme.org, media don't know how to cover stories like this because they confuse them. The Christians are supposed to be the villains, and the Muslims are supposed to be the heroes. So when things get reversed, they don't know what to do, so they just try to minimize the story and shove it aside. Some other people even take the more appalling thing of turning it around. The Washington Post did a story something like Sri Lanka militant attacks fuel for alt-right resentment.
Okay, stop,
and it was almost
stop.
Language they used to describe the fire at Notre Dame.
John, can you hear me?
Burning of Notre Dame, fuel for alt-right.
John, can you?
Yes.
You can. Sounds like you can't hear me when you're talking. Sometimes phones do that; they kind of click in and out because I've been trying to interrupt you, and my audience is saying,
Eric,
shut up, let John talk. I just want to say a couple things. You just said something about the Washington Post, okay? John, we need everybody listening to this program. If you cannot be outraged that the Washington Post would print an article like that, I just want to say, ladies and gentlemen, we are in a war. This is so sick that not some fringe publication, but the Washington Post, God help us, would print a headline where 300 Christians are butchered by Muslim extremists. And what was the headline? John, read it again, because this is stunning.
It was something like Sri Lanka attack fuel for alt-right resentment of Muslims. It was something, you know, akin to that.
I think the reality is it's fuel for hatred of all Muslims. The only reason I don't give in to that is because I'm a Christian and I'm commanded to love my enemies. But if you don't get angry at the people who would butcher women and children, and not just women and children, but women and children and men worshiping their God on the holiest day, literally, of the Christian religion, if you can't be outraged about that, and if you can't understand that there would be a fury, but that they would act as though, no, we need to take a politically correct stand against anybody who might be upset. And by the way, already label them alt-right, because anybody who would be upset at Muslims over this. I mean, folks, we're not talking about all Muslims. I mean, but every American already knows that, except a few loonies. We know that we're talking about jihadists and radicalized Muslims, but they are radicalized Muslims. And there is something happening in the Muslim world that is evil. It is satanic. When you butcher women and children on Easter in their churches, if you cannot denounce that as evil and as satanic, something is wrong.
Let's remember that when ISIS was cooking Egyptians and Syrians and Jordanians, cooking them alive in cages, Obama at the National Prayer Breakfast took the time to remind us about the crimes of the Crusades more than 1,000 years ago and the Jim Crow South, which had nothing to do with Christianity.
You know, John, I just want to say that this is where it gets very tricky, because it's an issue of balance. It's not as though what he said was wrong, but it is so insane and flat-footed and ultimately offensive that he would say it at that time. It's just, you know, it's so inappropriate, I guess I would say. In fact, it's so inappropriate that you have to suspect, as unfortunately you and I do, that there's a concerted effort and there is a deep anti-Christian and anti-Jewish narrative that somehow the devil puts enemies together, people who hate Jews and hate Christians, whether they are secular people or radical Islamicists. They get together and they do these evil things, and then those who didn't do the evil thing applaud the evil thing. So we have a secular establishment in the Washington Post and in the liberal media. I just want to be really clear about this. We're living in really ugly times, and you've got to see this clearly, folks. We're going to be right back with John Zmirak.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to tackle those home projects you've been putting off. So come summertime, you can just sit back and relax. HomeAdvisor can help get you started. HomeAdvisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. HomeAdvisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. Find a great pro now before the busy season hits. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app. HomeAdvisor.
It's Better Together, the exciting daily half-hour talk show by women and for women. It's good friends like Lori Crouch, Christine Kane, Carrie Job, Victoria Osteen, Lisa Harper, and many more. It's more than just a TV show. It's your daily destination for love, friendship, encouragement, and community. It's Better Together, 1:30 Eastern, 10:30 Pacific, only on TBN. Text TOGETHER to 316-316 to join in. That's TOGETHER to 316-316. We'll see you real soon.
Free offer contingent on subscription. Pay shipping and handling. Cancel anytime. Message and data rates may apply.
When did it become okay for men to be lazier, softer, fatter? We need to bring the men of this country back to greatness. And it's easier than ever with Ageless Male Max, a patent-pending formula with an ingredient that helps boost your total testosterone, promoting greater increases in muscle size and twice the reduction of body fat percentage than exercise alone. Plus, an amazing 64% increase in nitric oxide, which can be handy in the gym. Take your manhood to the max by trying your first 30-day bottle free when you text the word MASS to 797979. Finally, a formula that boosts total testosterone. If your results with Ageless Male Max are too intense, please decrease use. For your free bottle, text MASS to 797979. Text MASS to 797979.
If credit card debt has you down, nonprofit Trinity Debt Management can help. Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, put a stop to late fees, and drastically reduce your interest. You'll pay thousands less than you originally owed. It's not a loan. It's a way to become debt-free and possibly improve your credit score. So call Trinity and talk to a certified counselor. They'll explain their proven program to you with no pressure, just practical solutions and hope for tomorrow. Are you ready to pay off your credit cards in less time for less money? Then call for a free no-obligation debt analysis and become debt-free for keeps. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Gather up your bills and call this toll-free number for a free, no-obligation debt analysis. Call 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976.
Have you ever seen a pest controller spraying chemicals in your home? It makes you wonder, if their chemicals are safe, then why do they suit up and wear respirators only to leave you to walk back in unprotected? G'day, I'm Scott from Plug-In Pestfree, and I'm here to tell you there's a better way. In an age where we now have the choice to drive electric cars, you too can electronically rid your home or business of unwanted rodents and pests. The answer is Plug-In Pestfree. 100% chemical-free, plug-in pest-free is your safest bet for your family and pets. Our bestseller, the Plug-in Pest-Free Pro, will cover up to 4,000 square feet. Now that's fair dinkum. So order yours today at gopestfree.com. Use promo code RADIO20 for 20% off plus free shipping and a 60-day money-back guarantee. That's gopestfree.com, promo code RADIO20. Don't spray and regret, plug in and forget. Gopestfree.com today.
Folks, this is the Eric Metaxas Show. We're back with John Zmirak on the phone. In hour one, we had Milo Yiannopoulos. Don't miss that because he said some things that are extraordinary. But today, this hour, rather, we've got John Zmirak for the full hour. And, John, we're talking about a number of things that just happened this weekend. The butchery of over 300, as you tell me, Christians, they were murdered because of their faith. Mm-hmm. They were murdered. Children were murdered because of their family's faith in Jesus on the High Holy Day. I call that satanic. The mainstream media is loath to see things clearly. What do we make of it, John? What do you make of it?
Well, remember that horrible shooting in New Zealand by this alt-right pagan who rejected Christianity explicitly, claimed to be a radical environmentalist, to hate Donald Trump and the Christian churches, and to want gun control and radical environmentalism. But somehow he was painted as the representative of conservative Christians when he gunned down in a horrible act. I think it was 30 or 40, I don't remember the number, of people at a mosque in New Zealand. And the whole country went into mourning, and the prime minister put on Muslim garb, and they announced that they were going to outlaw guns, thereby giving the killer what he wanted. And it became this whole political exercise. And, of course, the Washington Post was warning about the alt-right. Well, then, a couple of months later, a group of Muslims, an entire conspiracy across the country, murders 305 people, and the Washington Post still seizes an opportunity to warn about the alt-right and the threat to diversity.
Let me ask you, is the Washington Post is owned by Jeff Bezos?
Yeah.
Who owns Amazon?
I know.
I spend thousands and thousands of dollars on Amazon, and I know many people listening do. And I think it's fascinating what is happening in America right now. You talk about monopolies. We have a few very, very wealthy people, all of whom turn out to be leftist ideologues who are controlling the flow of information in America and in the West. Jeff Bezos and Amazon, of course, Google, of course, Facebook. I got a number of emails recently that people that I know, people who follow me on Facebook, have been banned from Facebook. And I think, is this really happening? This is like a joke. Is it, you know, that sounds like a beagle's cry.
I'm sorry
is
about that.
Don't be sorry.
I'm powerless over the beagles. I've had to acknowledge that.
Let me just say, it's like mother's milk to me. I just can't get enough of it. The infant in me just says, I need more. The innocence in all of us really just loves that. So, John, it's actually nice to be reminded of innocence because we're talking about some dark stuff here.
Yeah. We're talking about these terrorists, these Muslim terrorists. They see their ability to do this, to massacre these innocents, as proof that Islam is true. Because for them, victory is proof of the religion. And remember, their theory of Jesus is that he was not crucified, because God would never allow that of one of his prophets. But instead, Jesus was raised up into heaven, and someone who looked like him was nailed to the cross. In some Muslim versions, it was Judas who was nailed to the cross, because God gives victory and triumph to his people. And if you're suffering and if you're beaten down, it's a sign that you're on the wrong side.
Yeah, that's
is the fundamental Muslim view of suffering, is that it's a punishment for sin, and glory and victory are a reward for victory.
But that's
and
the Eastern
a reward for virtue.
That's the Eastern religious view as well, right? Karma.
Yeah.
If you're a beggar rotting in the ditch, it's because you deserve it. Now that worldview, which a lot of Eastern religion subscribes to, it's a karmic view of the world. That worldview to which Islam subscribes is fundamentally anti-Jew and anti-Christian. We worship an entirely different kind of God. And I just want to be clear, right? I know that Islamic doctrine is wrong, but that doesn't mean that I cannot love Muslims. It doesn't mean that I cannot be friends with Muslims. We're talking right now about those Muslims who are fundamentally anti-freedom, anti-democracy, anti-liberal values. In other words, there are Americans right now who say, I'm a Muslim, and I know them. They're friends of mine. And they believe in American ideals. They think America is a great country. They love America. There are other Muslims, however, and I think Representative Omar is one of them, who fundamentally disagree with American values. They are fundamentally anti-American, and they would rather make America into a version of the caliphate. And we have to distinguish between these different kinds of Muslims. Some of them are fundamentally promoting what I would consider evil, destructive ideas. And some of them have bought into the American view of self-government, democracy, a healthy, virtuous capitalism. That's why they've come to this country. We need to be clear on that. We're going to be talking about that more in the future. Now, John, the idea that secular liberals would take the side effectively, ideologically, of a vicious, murderous, radicalized Muslims has to do with something you write about in another article, the death wish of modern day liberalism. Can we talk about that?
Sure, yeah. The piece is called "The Left Has a Death Wish. Islam is their poison pill." And in it, I talk about how we might be wasting our time when we argue with liberals. You know, you guys should be as opposed to radical Islam as we are. I mean, you're for gay marriage and transsexualism and abortion on demand and absolute equality of the sexes. Well, Islam is opposed to all those things. Look what they do in Saudi Arabia and the Islamic State and Malaysia and rattle off the countries. We think that argument should work with them, that they would say, oh, wait a minute, you're right. I mean, look what's happening. There are honor killings in Minnesota. There's female genital mutilation in the Netherlands. There's anti-Semitic attacks all throughout Europe. You're right. We need to crack down on this massive migration of Muslims. But it doesn't work, ever, virtually. And we get confused about why.
Well,
aren't you confused about why?
I mean, look, I've had this conversation with Michael Youssef and with others. The only answer, and I touched on it earlier, is that there's some deeper issue. It has nothing to do with logic. It's a spiritual issue. They, in a visceral way, despise the God of the Bible. And they have united the secularists and the radical Islamicists. The fact that my secular liberal friends don't seem to be troubled, that strong Muslims treat women so poorly, they treat them like dogs, they feel obliged to beat their wives, they treat their children, they treat their girl children, their daughters, like second-class citizens. Why cannot the secular left see this? This is a real issue for the so-called feminists out there. This is an actual issue of women being oppressed. All the fake stuff about women struggling. Women are doing great in America right now. And I got to tell you, the fact that people don't speak out against the way serious Muslims treat their women, we should be, I mean, people should be screaming about it. I don't know what else to say.
Well, my suggestion at the stream is that some people just want to watch the world burn.
Why,
from
John?
The Joker.
Why?
From the Batman movies.
But why?
And I think that is the spirit we're dealing with the contemporary left. I think earthly life without faith in God is not worth it. And these people realize it. They don't want to pay the price. They don't want to accept faith in the traditional Western God. And on a certain level, they don't think life is worth living. That's why they don't have any kids. It's certainly not enough to replace themselves. And they'll use excuses like climate change and population growth. But really, really, if you are a non-believer, chances are life seems to you as kind of a curse. You're like Prometheus chained to a rock. And what you really resent is people who tell you otherwise, who offer what you think are pie in the sky when you die. You despise Christianity and the West and everything associated with it, from the free market to the churches to Notre Dame Cathedral to the books in our library. And you want to pull it down.
John,
excuse me.
Who will
pull it down the fastest?
Hang on. We're going to have to go to break. Forgive me, John. We'll be right back, folks, with John Zmierich on the Eric Metaxas Show. Stick around.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The Supreme Court is hearing arguments today about a Trump administration plan to ask every U.S. resident about their citizenship during next year's census. With issues of congressional apportionment and federal funding in the balance, the court expected to rule by late June. Oil prices have hit highs for this year in the wake of the U.S. move to impose sanctions on countries that buy Iranian oil. Analysts said that oil could still get more expensive. Former Vice President Joe Biden will launch his 2020 presidential campaign on Thursday, according to a person familiar with his plans. The 76-year-old Democrat would enter the race as a frontrunner in many polls. And in Kiev, Ukraine, full preliminary results show that TV comedian Volodymyr Zelensky won Ukraine's presidential election with 73% of the vote. This is SRN News.
It's Better Together, the exciting daily half-hour talk show by women and for women in all seasons of life. Each day, host Lori Crouch welcomes popular women in ministry, music, entertainment, and more. It's good friends like Christine Kane, Carrie Jobe, Victoria Osteen, Lisa Harper, Dee Dee Freeman, Holly Wagner, and many more. So grab a cup of coffee, settle back in your favorite easy chair, and join Lori and friends as they sit down for fun, faith, and some powerful conversations about relevant issues all women talk about. Relationships, addiction, identity, no topic is off limits. Better Together is real friends getting together for real conversations. It's more than just a TV show. It's your daily destination for love, friendship, encouragement, and community. It's Better Together. Weekdays, 1:30 Eastern, 10:30 Pacific. Only on TBN. Text TOGETHER to 316-316 to join in. That's TOGETHER to 316-316. And we'll see you real soon.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
Are you an unhappy timeshare owner? Getting out of your timeshare is probably at the top of your to-do list. Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. Now that the annual maintenance fees are coming due, you probably wish you had a way to get out of that burdensome and expensive timeshare. Thankfully, we can help. Our process is done legally, ethically, and quickly. Call today for a no-obligation consultation at 833-594-0077 or visit us online at LoneStarTransfer.com.
Carry on, my wayward son. There'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to
folks. This is hour two of the Eric Metaxas Show, talking to John Zmierich. And by the way, folks, tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, I'm going to be on Tucker Carlson talking about atheism and its effect on Western culture. That's tonight, Tucker Carlson. Check it out. John, we're talking about some deep, dark stuff. We're talking about the death wish. You've written about this at The Stream. People can read the article at stream.org. And I recommend it. Share it with your friends. I've already shared it on Facebook and on Twitter. But this is a big deal. You're making the point that something has happened to liberalism, that it has a death wish. Now, this is why I say it's a spiritual thing and a satanic thing, because God tells us to have children, to be fruitful and multiply, to love life, but to love heaven even more, to look forward to heaven. But there are people right now, you say they have a death wish, and it's not because they look forward to heaven. It's a negative death wish. It's a real death wish.
Right. I said that they experience life without God and hope of an afterlife. They experience it as a kind of curse, and they don't want to pass it on. They particularly despise the West, the church, the market, America, and everything else they see around them. They hate the heritage of their ancestors, and they don't plan to leave any descendants. They look around at America and the West the way Samson looked at the pagan temple where he was chained up. They just want to pull it down around their ears and leave nothing behind them but scorched earth and screaming minarets.
Screaming minarets. Wow. Well, I guess it's interesting because when you talk about the death wish of the secular liberals, there is a similar kind of death wish among radical Islamicists. In other words, they almost seem to worship death in a way that most people, certainly Christians, find unseemly, to put it mildly. They seem to want to blow themselves up to get their 72 virgins. In other words, Christians always want to avoid martyrdom, but they say, if I am to be martyred, praise the Lord. But they're not going to kill themselves. Somebody else might burn them at the stake. But we have a very curious parallel here, as you say, on the secular liberal left. And we're talking about the hardcore secular liberal left. They've kind of made this strange religion that is anti-American, anti-God, anti-life. Maybe let's put it this way. It's anti-future. In other words, instead of doing what they can to create a wonderful world and to have children, they say it's not worth it. The carbon footprint. I don't want to bring children into this world. People are bad. People mess everything up. That I think that's what you're saying.
Yeah, they say that, but they really want to impose it on, especially on poor people. They want to impose it on Africans. They claim somehow that they can see the ideal population for every country on Earth, and that they can foretell the future, that the Earth will be uninhabitable unless these people over there have fewer kids. They don't see that as a grab for power. They don't see how much they're like Margaret Sanger or colonialists imposing their will on African countries or even in America, imposing their will on poorer Americans by putting more and more power in the hands of the central government with state control.
Do you have anything positive to share with the group today? This is
Beagles
really...
are so happy with their MyPillow.
Oh, and that's good.
You know,
and
well, this
also
is,
there's a great movie out there that people ought to see, Revival. It's a gospel adaptation of the Gospel of John. And Harry Lennox of The Blacklist is in it, and we've got a review of it at The Stream. You might want to check it out. It's a nice, uplifting Christian story with very talented black actors.
Revival. Yes, I saw that. And when you say black actors, I was looking it up. Chaka Khan.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Is in the movie. Chaka Khan.
Chaka Khan.
Chaka Khan is in the movie. I mean, seriously, that's cool. And that's Revival, you said?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's a kind of an uplifting Easter story, which I think we could all use right now, because these are some difficult times. We're facing a time when witnessing has its price.
We have to know what we believe. I think this is the issue. And I think this, I always go back to Nazi Germany because it's a period about which I have written. and a period which I understand, and a period through which my mother and grandmother and aunt and other relatives lived. And so I have something to say on that issue. But it's because people in those days, especially the Christians, didn't really know what they believed. Because they didn't really know what they believed, they were open to people coming in and bullying them with a profoundly anti-Christian ideology, because they didn't know enough about their own faith to stand against Nazi ideology. And so basically, we in the West are being forced to make a decision. Either you lie down and die because you don't know what to say, because you don't really believe the Christian faith, or you come to understand that this Christian faith, which you've taken for granted, which you've taken lightly, is in fact true, is in fact one of the most beautiful things, the most beautiful thing in the history of the universe, when you see it for what you what it is. It is utterly life-changing and glorious. It is really important, folks, that you begin to think about this and make a decision. We'll be right back with John Smirak. Hey, Albin, isn't it time that we heard about what Janice has to say about Relief Factor? We're sponsors of Relief Factor on this program. It works for me. I talk about it all the time, but let's hear from somebody else. Here's Janice.
I was skeptical at first, but because of the pain that I was having when I would substitute teach and have to climb stairs, so I have lower back, hip, and even knee pain. And after about 3 weeks, I found that I could climb stairs pain-free. But it wasn't only pain-free. I could do it step over step without holding on the railing. I'm really happy. It makes me feel like I'm young again.
I love stories like this.
That's great.
Well, look, I've talked to so many people that have had this experience. I told you that I've had this experience. ReliefFactor.com is the website for $19.95. By the way, the reason it's so popular is very cheap. You take this stuff. It's all botanicals. Within 3 weeks, you will know if it works for you. Sometimes in 3 days, you'll know, or in a day. But I'm saying give it 3 weeks. ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to tackle those home projects you've been putting off. So come summertime, you can just sit back and relax. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. Find a great pro now before the busy season hits. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app. Home Advisor.
It's Better Together, the exciting daily half-hour talk show by women and for women in all seasons of life. Each day, host Lori Crouch welcomes popular women in ministry, music, entertainment, and more. It's good friends like Christine Kane, Carrie Job, Victoria Osteen, Lisa Harper, Dee Dee Freeman, Holly Wagner, and many more. So grab a cup of coffee, settle back in your favorite easy chair, and join Lori and friends as they sit down for fun, faith, and some powerful conversations about relevant issues all women talk about. Relationships, addiction, identity, no topic is off limits. Better Together is real friends getting together for real conversations. It's more than just a TV show. It's your daily destination for love, friendship, encouragement, and community. It's Better Together. Weekdays, 1:30 Eastern, 10:30 Pacific. Only on TBN. Text TOGETHER to 316-316 to join in. That's TOGETHER to 316-316. And we'll see you real soon.
Unplanned, based on a life-changing true story.
My name is Abby Johnson. I used to be the director of this clinic.
The Daily Wire says Planned Parenthood is not going to like it.
America wants abortion, which is why we exist.
Glenn Beck says you have never seen anything like this.
You've managed to make an enemy of one of the most powerful organizations on the planet.
Unplanned. Now playing. Visit unplanned.com for tickets. Rated R.
Rated R due to graphic scenes not suitable for children.
Are you overwhelmed, unable to think clearly or sleep well at night, or just trudging through each day but not really enjoying your life? I'm a counselor with Faithful Counseling, and that feeling of distress can sometimes be because you're wrestling with a problem that seems too big or too impossible to overcome. Other times, people are consumed by a past hurt. I'm part of a network of Christian counselors, fellow believers, trusted therapists who share your faith. We want to give you a free week so you can try us out. You can begin a conversation with one of us by text or phone, even video conferencing today. Are you ready to shake this off and begin enjoying your life? If it's not for you, cancel during your first week and you'll not pay a dime. Go to TryFaithfulCounseling.com. It's time to talk to someone who can help. Go now to TryFaithfulCounseling.com. It's so easy to get started and your first week is free. Go now to TryFaithfulCounseling.com.
Folks, it's the Eric Metaxas Show. It's the show about everything, and everything includes John Zmirak. John Zmirak, welcome back.
Thank you, Eric.
John, you've written so many books. I want people to buy your books. Your name is spelled Z-M-I-R-A-K, and you write tons of articles for The Stream. People need to go to stream.org. You've got a couple of articles there right now which are just brilliant, amazing. They all are. But the one about the liberal death wish, let's keep talking about that because it's it's ideologically so important. It's at the heart of where we are right now with everything.
Yeah, what if liberals are like the drug addict who's given up hope of ever getting clean? Instead, he just keeps upping his doses, half hoping to bring the end on faster. Maybe that's what it means when these people see ISIS people, guys go volunteer and fight for ISIS and then lose, and then they want to let them back into the country and let them go on welfare. I mean, well, what else could motivate that kind of insane behavior? It's not Christian. It's not rational. There's no Darwinian explanation for it. It's the death wish that Freud talked about that sometimes motivates people to want to destroy themselves and everyone with them.
Did he call it the Thanatos syndrome? I can't remember now.
Which is also the name of a great novel by Walker Percy.
Who is on the other side of this issue. He's on our side of this issue, that that death wish is a sign that you have, in effect, acceded to the devil's will for your life.
I mean, it's interesting to me that people claim to be Darwinists and not to believe in any transcendent morality, but they also say that you shouldn't defend yourself and you shouldn't look out for your young. You shouldn't try to reproduce. You should let other people do it. Well, that's not Christian and that's not Darwin. That's something else. That's something really perverse and weird.
Actually, interesting you say it's not Darwin. That's really interesting because Darwin's idea of survival of the fittest, I would say in a way it is Darwin because survival of the fittest at its core, and people seem unwilling to face this about pure Darwinism, survival of the fittest would mean that cruelty and ruthlessness are the virtues we ought to have. If you want to go with the flow of the world, those are the Nazi virtues. Those are the virtues that Darwin was too polite or maybe too timid or maybe too cowardly to bring to the fore.
But what's interesting is the liberals don't want us to practice that. They want to let others. They want to let the Muslims do that. But they want us to be doormats. What explains that?
Okay, so what you're saying, this is challenging for me because it's a great question. I think it still is cooperating with that. It's a zeitgeist, right? It's certainly one of the geists of the zeit. And it basically says, we will be the victims. In other words, if you believe in cannibalism, go ahead, kill me and eat me. If you believe in the caliphate, go ahead, subjugate me. I don't have the will to stand up and be beheaded, but you can subjugate me and I'll do as you please. What explains that to me is it's a spiritual thing. There's no other explanation. It's a satanic spiritual
thing. They've decided it's not worth the fight. Also, they're not really surrendering on their behalf because the next 30 or 40 years, things are probably going to be okay for most of us here in the West, and then we'll be dead. It's the next generation that they're turning over, that they're writing off, and they don't care about the next generation. So their kids might be slaves of the caliphate, but they'll be dead, so what difference will it make?
Well, ultimately, it's the kind of selfishness, like when someone kills themselves, there's an element of selfishness to that because they're not thinking about the lives that they're going to ruin, destroy, people that are going to grieve. There's an element of selfishness in this kind of passive suicide, I would argue, because if you're not thinking about your children and other people, there's something sick and selfish.
Yeah, absolutely. They're buying their own peace of mind and their own reputation as multicultural, intersectional, anti-racists by embracing the caliphate moving its people into the West. They're buying their current good reputation as nice Park Slope liberals at the expense of their whole heritage and the hope of this country and anybody who grows up in this country or in the West. They're selling their heritage, not even for a mess of pottage, but, you know, for a smile and maybe an exotic meal from a food cart.
I just want to say again, this is not to put down people who are tending in this direction as much as it is to put down this ideology, to call it out for what it is, to say it's false, and to say to anybody who still has the ability to think for himself or herself, you need to see what this ideology is, and you need to reject it, and you need to reconsider the claims of the Christian faith, because if they are true, and I promise you that they are true, they are worth fighting for. They are worth dying for because they are fundamentally hopeful and beautiful and, let me say, true. The other ideology, which is very seductive, as many false ideologies are, is fundamentally false. If you still have the ability to think, everything that's going on in our culture right now compels us to think about these things and to choose. So to me, this is hopeful because I think that the ugliness of these ideologies, and John, that's what you write about so brilliantly, is manifesting itself more and more clearly than ever.
You're right. It's becoming more and more difficult to mistake, for instance, the Democrats for a patriotic, moderate political party when they make support for infanticide a litmus test for any candidate, from dog catcher on up. The sides are making themselves clearer. The dark and the light are pulling apart. There's not as much gray anymore.
Well, I think that's what's happening. I mean, you can't imagine. The new Green Deal is just, it's madness. Your average person has to see it as madness. And, I mean, look, my in-laws, they were FDR Democrats. They always voted Democratic. Well, the party has moved so far away from what it once was. It is not the party of the working class. It's not the party of the poor. It's the party of mad cultural elites. And we have to wake up. We'll be right back with John Smirak.
Dizzy dancing way you feel, is every fairy tale come true? I've looked in love that way, and now it's just another show. Leave them laughing when you go.
What happened? You used to go hours without visiting the bathroom. Now it seems like you're constantly getting up to pee. And you're even getting up at night to go. This is not okay. Listen, the makers of Super Beta Prostate, the number one prostate formula, are introducing a new wonder pill, Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced, with three key ingredients that are great for your prostate. It's like taking three prostate supplements in one. To celebrate, we're sending free bottles to men who want to cut down on bathroom trips. Yes, your first 30-day supply is free. Pay shipping and handling.
Call 1-800-203-0439. P3 Advanced has clinically tested non-prescription ingredients to support your prostate.
Combine that with a reduction in urges to pee, and you have a formula you'd be crazy not to try. Get P3 Advanced free.
Call 1-800-203-0439. 1-800-203-0439. 1-800-203-0439.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The Supreme Court hearing arguments about a Trump administration plan to ask every U.S. resident about their citizenship during next year's census.
Three lower courts have blocked the plan, saying it would discourage many from being counted. But the court's five conservative members do not appear to share the concern, and its liberal justices don't have the votes to stop the plan. Congresswoman Carolyn Maloney says the census must be accurate because it affects how many seats states have in the House and their share of federal funding.
So if you're not counted, you're not represented.
White House spokesman Hogan Gidley says President Trump is behind the citizenship question.
He wants to know who's in this country.
His latest appointee, Brett Kavanaugh, says if Congress is so worried about the count being accurate, it could ban the citizenship question from being asked. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Ahead of the closing bell, the Dow is up 138 points. This is SRN News.
When it comes to your pain, many of you might be skeptical, like I was, about ordering Relief Factor. Pat Boone again for this wonderful 100% drug-free supplement designed to help your own body lower or eliminate occasional aches and pains due to aging, exercise, everyday living. I'm not skeptical any longer. The three-week quick start is now discounted to only $19.95. Why don't you let us see if we can get you out of pain, too, at ReliefFactor.com.
It's Better Together, the exciting daily half-hour talk show by women and for women. It's good friends like Lori Crouch, Christine Kane, Carrie Jobe, Victoria Osteen, Lisa Harper, and many more. It's more than just a TV show. It's your daily destination for love, friendship, encouragement, and community. It's Better Together, 1:30 Eastern, 10:30 Pacific, only on TBN. Text TOGETHER to 316-316 to join in. That's TOGETHER to 316-316. We'll see you real soon.
Make like a Mr. Milk Toast.
Hey there, folks. It's the Eric Metaxas Show talking to John Zmirak. John, you've written another article. I want everybody to go to the stream.org. Stream.org. Folks, you got to read this stuff. You got to share it with your friends. I put it on Twitter. I put it on Facebook. You got to get it out there. John, you're brilliant. Don't blush. It's just true. You wrote an article about Prometheus. There's so much going on, we didn't even get to that. Talk about Prometheus.
It's about Easter. Okay, it was my Easter column for Stream.org, and the title is Christ or Prometheus, Choose Carefully. And I don't know, you're in Manhattan, you pass by Rockefeller Center. I don't know a lot of people give thought when they see the skating rink, this beautiful Art Deco gold statue. It's Prometheus stealing fire from heaven. And that's the great Greek myth that he was a titan who rebelled against the gods and brought fire down and gave it to mankind, which allowed man to first develop civilization. And Zeus saw that as a threat to the gods, so he punished Prometheus forever. He chained him to a rock where an eagle would peck out his liver during the day, and then his liver would grow back at night, so the torment would go on for all eternity.
So it's
that's
like
the pagan view, fundamentally, of human life. The universe is not our friend. We can push back. We can develop technology and culture and literature and art. But ultimately, the universe wins. We die. We don't have an afterlife. We might leave children behind, but they will die. And eventually the earth will die, and the universe will be one homogenous soup of nothingness. That is the irreligious view of the world today, that most followers of science would ultimately admit to having if you press them. That is Prometheus. And in the column, I talk about how Jesus is the opposite of Prometheus. He didn't rebel against God on behalf of mankind. God sent him to a rebellious mankind to reconcile us. Zeus, if you remember from the myths, had eaten his own children because he saw them as threats to his power. Well, God, the real God, sends his son as food to us in the Eucharist in order to bring us closer to him, to bring us into his divinity in the Eastern way, to divinize man. That's a big point in the Greek church. So it's wonderful to think of Prometheus and Christ as these opposing figures. because the universe ultimately is not our enemy. It's not this cold, dead mechanism that will ultimately extinguish all our hopes and all our dreams and leave nothing behind. Instead, it's this beautiful mechanism that a loving God created for us, and the problems we encounter are because of our rebellion against it. And all we have to do is lay down our arms and accept that Jesus is risen, and we want to rise with him rather than be chained up forever with Prometheus.
That's so beautiful. I hope people will read the article. And I want to make the parallel even clearer, that Prometheus stealing fire from the top of Mount Olympus, stealing fire from the gods, is a pagan analog to the story of the Garden of Eden, where Adam and Eve eat the apple. Now imagine if we celebrated their eating of the apple, their following the voice of Satan to try to be gods, which is what Prometheus is in effect doing. We celebrate that. No, we don't celebrate it. On the contrary, we say that's the worst thing that ever happened, and it created all the bad things that ever happened. So what is God's response? God's response is, as you just said, John, so beautifully, he sends his son to die, to make all of this right. He self-sacrificially reaches out to love us. It is the anti-Prometheus myth. It's the only myth I'm interested in. It's the Christian myth, which is true. John Zmierich, my friend, thank you for this hour.
Thank you, Eric.
And happy Easter.
You too.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.